USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. A Utah missionary who has been held in a Venezuela prison for 2 years has been released. Joshua Holt was arrested and held without trial, arrested on weapons charges. Republican Representative Mia Love of Utah has been working with Holt's family on his release.
I've always maintained and told the family that I was going to do everything I can as if it were my son that was in Venezuela.
Yesterday, Senator Bob Corker, the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, flew to Venezuela to meet with the president. An Indiana middle school science teacher who wrestled a student gunman to the floor after being wounded is in stable condition. Jason Seaman was shot 3 times when the student opened fire in his classroom at Noblesville West Middle School. Seaman's former football coach says he's not surprised by the heroic act.
A great teammate, a great person. Help anybody out, give a shirt off his back for anybody.
One student was shot and is in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Abortion rights activists proclaimed victory for Irish women today as referendum results indicated voters in largely Roman Catholic Ireland overwhelmingly backed repealing a 1983 constitutional ban on abortions. Catherine Bradley helped lead the effort.
It's amazing. I'm still a little bit in shock. I was confident that we were going to get a yes vote, but didn't think it would be by this much. So I just feel really proud, delighted for everybody that's campaigned for so long.
A leading opponent of abortion says Irish voters have created a tragedy of historic proportions. The White House is still planning to send a team to Singapore in case a summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un happens after all. The statement comes after news of a surprise meeting this morning between Kim Jong-un and South Korea's president. Former U.S.-North Korea negotiator Christopher Hill says a summit between two leaders should only happen after terms of an agreement are already worked out.
To go in there without any idea of what you're coming out with and to do so at the presidential level is frankly worse than having no summit at all.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling the international probe into the downing of Malaysian airliner MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014 deeply flawed. John Clemens reports.
Investigators have concluded that Russia's military supplied the missile that brought down Malaysian airliner MH17 that claimed the lives of all 298 people aboard. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop is one of the international investigators.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
I'm John Clemens.
Harvey Weinstein's arrest in New York Friday is a landmark moment in the Me Too movement. Weinstein is now charged with rape and another felony sexual assault, where he pleaded not guilty Friday. L.A. police are investigating 27 entertainment figures, but none have yet resulted in arrests. And L.A. County prosecutors launched a task force in November to evaluate cases, but so far no charges. Dozens of demonstrators blitzed the NFL's Manhattan headquarters yesterday, calling on the league to reverse its controversial policy on player protests during the national anthem. The protest took place 2 days after the league's owners, in a surprise move, announced the teams will be fined if their players take a pregame knee during the national anthem. New York City Councilmember Jamon Williams says the NFL's anthem policy is not about showing respect.
When that anthem is being played, they don't stop anything in that stadium.
Come on, oh.
People are buying beer, they're buying hot dogs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.